flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bob, Mickey Loomis had his press conference today basically saying that the people in charge are staying in the exact same position. He's staying as general manager. Jeff Duncan questioned him about it. He said he's not going to retire, hadn't even thought about it. And basically said that, you know, he wouldn't be asked that question if he wasn't 68. Basically that Jeff Ireland and Mike Parrington, head of college and pro scouting, would stay the same. But his input in the fact that they bringing in two consultants in, Randy Mueller, former Saints GM, who's also, man, he's been all across the NFL, and Dave Ziegler, who was a former GM with the Raiders. But the big news today happened in Dallas, because a week ago we talked about Jerry Jones had blocked Mike McCarthy from talking to the Bears, denied them permission to talk to Mike. Today, they've basically come to an agreement. Mike McCarthy is not going to be the next coach of the Cowboys for 2025. And I think Mike McCarthy is a serious candidate for the Saints head coaching job, along with Chicago.
Yeah, because he brings stability. Look at the success. He started out when he got in NFL coaching as far as with Joe Montana, going way back. We all know what he did in Green Bay. He won a Super Bowl with the Packers as a head coach. You look at the Cowgirls. His teams went 84-49 in his five seasons. Though that doesn't include 1-3 mark in the playoffs, but they were relevant. He also has ties, obviously, to NOLA, to Big Easy, having spent five seasons as the Saints offensive coordinator from 2000 to 2004. So you look at, like, coaching odds, Mike. This is, like, for instance, like Aaron Glenn, minus 200. Joe Brady, minus 2-1. Kellen Moore, Cliff Kingsbury. Mike McCarthy's at 7-1.
I bet that changes.
Yeah. And then a dark horse would be like David Shaw. That's another coach. You might say that going back to Stanford, he's been involved in the NFL. That would be someone that it could be like a dark horse when you look at what all said and done. But when you look at, I think Ms. Gale and Dennis Lausch and all, what they're doing is they're honoring what Mr. Benson wanted to do before he passed away. And they had the trust in Mickey Loomis, Dennis Lauscher, the whole organization. Even going back to Greg Bensel with the PR department, it's just like a lot of stability there. So and Mickey knows that because he earns the trust of not only Mr. Bensel when he was here, but also Ms. Gale. Now, you might say, well, Who's helping you maybe get the players that we have here? Is it Jeff Ireland? And you can go on from there. You know, like
Mike
you
Parrington.
Yeah, you go on and
Randy
on.
Randy Mueller.
Yeah, they all now.
Ziegler.
So, I mean, all I know, whoever we pick at number nine, we can't be like, oh, he's
a. He better be like Fuaga.
He's a work in progress. He's going to contribute 26, 27 season. No, what he's going to do now? I think that's what who that Nation Saints fans want. Is an individual that's going to be good and legit from the get-go, not trying to develop him. And, you know, you could talk about, like, two players that just stand out. I know it's all hindsight, but you look at Zach Bond and the season that he had with the Eagles. He ended up coming an interception. It was thrown right at him. But you look at a guy like Zach Bond. Okay, it was like he was in the building, but how can we let him out? And all of a sudden, it wasn't like it took him a while. He goes straight to the Eagles. He becomes all pro. And the night Pro Bowl, he's all pro. And then we're all going to look at the sack leader in Trey Hendrickson, who led the NFL in sacks with 17 and a half. All of a sudden, we decided to go maybe with more upside, but also it could be downside because he's not available with Davenport over Trey Hendrickson. And, you know, the Bengals aren't that. And now, the Bengals paid him well to leave New Orleans. You know, when he left New Orleans and he went to the Bengals, but it wasn't like the Bengals are one of those teams that they pay their top players.
They were throwing all kind of money at him.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, you might say, well, Bobby, using examples. Well, I don't know. They were in your building, and what did we not do this year? We did not get sacks, right? You're like, okay, us sacking the quarterback.
What has Hendrickson done the last 3 years?
No, you just look at the production there. And like I said, he led the NFL in sacks. So, again, that's not an opinion. That was actually what he was able to do. So, when you look at, like, okay, who's getting after the opposing quarterback, because I think that's all always a big part of what you have to do as far as how the NFL is structured. You're going to have to get after the opposing quarterback. And who got after the opposing quarterback more than the Broncos? You know, when you look at the Broncos and what they were able to do, now, that they didn't necessarily do that. You know, against the Buffalo Bills. But, Mike, if you look at the number of sacks they had, what they had, 60-some plus? I mean, you want to talk about getting after the opposing quarterback. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that when you think of what the Denver Broncos.
What Jared Allen and Benito did for them. You know, Jared Allen was credited with 66 quarterback pressures. Just him. Just one guy. Off that Broncos defense.
Yeah, off that Broncos defense. And, Mike, that's why, look, it's always going to be what you putting out there as far as an opinion, as far as getting sacks. And, no, that's what was discouraging because, you know, when I look at, like, the Broncos and Sean Payton, that was almost like the version of the Chargers that they overachieved. Now, they got there. They turned things around quickly. But you didn't realistically think the Broncos or the Chargers are going to win anything.
No.
But they were right there, you know, so close but so far. But at least they were in the hunt. But that's one thing. The Saints, we need to get back in the hunt. And getting back in the hunt, you got to win double digits. So you think now this
okay, would you be opposed if they hired Mike McCarthy as the new head coach?
No. No, because that doesn't mean we're going to win anything, but he gives us a better chance to win maybe 10 games. Go from 5 wins to 10 wins. I'm just telling you, that I don't know if we're going to do that now. It's going to be a favorable schedule. We're only playing 3 playoff teams next year, so that's going to be favorable as far as the schedule.
One of those playoff teams is the Bucks.
Listen, maybe they said, you know, and I'm looking, oh, well, Bobby, you just won the old coaches. I don't know. I think Coach Gruden, his relationship with Derek Carr, and look at McCarthy. All I know is they won Super Bowls. Don't you like people who won Super Bowls? Oh, Bobby, they won it a long time ago. I don't know. They still won a Super Bowl.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, that's how I look at it.
Mike McCarthy is 174-112, a 61% winning percentage. He's 11-11 in the playoffs. And people say, well, he had a young Aaron Rodgers. Well, you know, you look, man, that's a lot of similar parallel between Sean Payton and McCarthy.
And Mike McCarthy. And then you look, Dak Prescott's all on board with Coach McCarthy. No, I'm just telling you, Holly's worked with quarterbacks. No, he'll put you in position to have success.
I think the worst thing for Mike McCarthy was his owner, Jerry Jones. And we'll see where Jerry goes with that head coaching search.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.